The zoo's 20-year-old Komodo dragon spends plenty of time sprawled out without a care in the world, as animal scientist Kat Rizal points out.
He's like one of those people or one of those friends that you have that can sleep anywhere. That's Hudo, so yeah.
When he wakes up, Hudo eats. Zookeepers started noticing something. He was more engaged when he had to work for his goat meat.
What was super surprising was that when we buried his food, he spent the first day investigating his habitat more than he's ever had. And then the second day, even more investigatory behaviors.
It's observations like these that the Cincinnati Zoo is putting in a massive database to understand its animals better. The goal is to create a baseline behavior for all 400 species in different contexts and different seasons. Collecting behavioral information is not new. Most zoos do it. But Cincinnati is using the business analytics program Power BI in combination with Microsoft 365 to quantify the data. Rizal says there's been a lot of growth in animal studies since COVID.
When the world kind of shut down, the animals kept going and kept showing us their behavior and showing how important it was to keep collecting that and to keep understanding how our animals are doing.
Rizal has a never-ending job. She and her team observe species in 10-minute increments throughout the day, including the hippo bloat, as part of this project. Zookeepers think this sound means, hey, I'm here. What makes the job of animal scientists difficult is, just like people, not all animals act alike, even though they're the same species. For example, Fiona and Fritz. They're both young hippos, but with very different personalities. Rizal and her staff enter the information into an app developed by the Lincoln Park Zoo. Then it's Power BI and Microsoft 365 that turn the information into usable data.
We did kind of figure out the technology using all those programs to kind of push out the data so that it becomes real-time data so that the animal care staff can use that data as quickly as possible.
The data might alert keepers on something that needs to be changed in the exhibit or creative interactions that better engage the animals. Some of the observed behaviors are funny. Angie Reed is on Rizal's team and recalls watching as elephants played with small pine trees.
And just kind of like plop it on top of their head and let it fall to the ground like, this is my hat. And then it just hits the ground.
They also use the little trees to scratch themselves. Then there's the dirt pile in the elephant habitat. In the wild, elephants dig into the dirt to find water, but not usually at the zoo.
Shotzi, who's one of the elephant that did that, she has seen that mound almost all the time of dirt, and just that one day she was like, I'm just going to dig into it.
You can see a video of this at WVXU.org. Real-time data also helped Nutmeg. The gray fox's habitat was on an incline and becoming difficult for the aging animal. Keepers were watching her mobility and gait.
And after that study, we decided to do a lot of renovations in her home, and we gave her a lot more ramps and way to access different parts of her habitat, which she now uses.
The zoo's Galapagos tortoises are just teenagers at ages 13 and 14. They definitely have individual personalities, according to Rizal. In the summer, guests are invited to go in their enclosure and pet them. This interaction helps keepers learn even more. Later this year, the zoo will start allowing visitors to enter animal observations by scanning a QR code. Eventually, Cincinnati hopes to compare its data with other zoos so animals can live their best life. Ann Thompson, 81.7 WVXU.